Hello, hello everybody, how are you doing? This is Mr. Right Beats. Welcome to my day-to-day daily podcast. We will be reading from 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3 to 20. And we'll be talking about God's love, prayers, and motivational quotes to take us through the day, the month, and through the years. Yes, so welcome on this episode. And today we'll be talking about three levels. One is everyone has a battle. The second is you have got choices. And the third one is determined to be better. Let's begin. On our first level, everyone has a battle. Let me tell you, my brother, sister, and mother, don't allow your wounds and scars to determine where you are headed. The Bible tells us a story of the four lepers. You see, these lepers, being lepers, didn't stop the four men from attacking the Syrian camp to survive famine. Scars are proof that what tried to overcome you did. Every scar has a story behind it. Therefore, my brother, sister, mother, use your scars to praise God for having given you victory over what might have killed you. From today onwards, never fear battles or facing enemies. It's the enemies that reveal the champion in you.
The four lepers wouldn't have saved themselves
and the city from famine had they feared to attack the Syrian camp. Now this is level two. You have got choices. We are born looking like our parents, but we die looking like our choices. The four men might have been born lepers, but they made a choice that changed their destiny. The choices you make will make you. These four lepers became heroes of Samaria because of their choices. Don't quit fighting. Because what you fight for, you will fight to keep it. You can't protect that which didn't cost anything. If you run from something, you run from everything. The lepers didn't run away from the battle, however scary it looked. Don't quit fighting. God will fight your battles, but there are battles He will fight through you. God empowered those lepers after they had taken a step to attack the Syrian camp. Many times we are taught to be good stewards of time, finances, and relationships, but never taught to manage pain. Sometimes God uses pain to propel us to our victory. God used the pain caused by famine and discrimination to compel the lepers to change their destiny. Sometimes God will put victory in your reach and not in your hands, so that you can stretch your hands and reach out for it. God didn't place food in the hands of the lepers, but placed it in the Syrian camp. They had to attack the camp to find food. The past is in your head, but the victory is in your hands. You can stretch your hands for a victory, but you can't erase your past. We have reached the third level, determined to be better. I'm going to tell you, my brother, sister, mother, determined to be better with what you are left with rather than what you have lost. The lepers had lost their toys, fingers, respect, freedom, etc. But they still had courage and unity. This is all they were left with. Your opponent won't care about your weakness. Work on yourself. Don't allow your enemy to take advantage of a weakness you can work on. Yes, thank you for listening, but I urge you to work on your weaknesses so that the enemy won't take advantage of your weakness. Work on it. Let it be the daily routine. Work on your weakness and be better, and let it become your strong point. Thank you for listening, and we have reached our conclusion. In our conclusion, our salvation was a result of a battle Jesus didn't give up the fight in the face of pain, of cross and death until he said, "It is finished." Therefore, don't give up, fight. You can do all things through him who strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. Thank you for listening. This is the Day to Day Daily Podcast. I want to send some love to our sponsors. Thank you, UG Heights Studios, for this time and recordings. Thank you. May God really bless you. And you, the listener, may God really, really bless you. And may you pick something in these three levels of self-salvation.